Now, the Minister Simon Harris, we were speaking to yesterday, Minister for Higher Education, said he'd welcome any funding proposal for the development of on-campus accommodation in Tralee. He was speaking at the launch of the MTU's Strategic University Plan for 2022 to 2027. A new law surrounding technology universities will allow them to seek government loans and to seek more funding from the private sector as well. Minister Harris said he's already met with the MTU to discuss on-campus accommodation and would welcome further engagement on this. With me on the line to talk about that element of it, we have Jimmy Deanahan, Chair of the Governing Body of the Munster Technological University. Jimmy, good morning to you.
Good morning, Jerry.
Thanks for joining me in the programme this morning. Now, look, the plan is ambitious. There's lots to it. We're going to hear a little bit later on in the programme from Professor Maggie Cusick. But talk to me about your hopes for the college and the MTU University, I should say, borrowing money to do its own development.
Well, certainly when you look at the example of the Kerry Sports Academy, for example, that was built on the campus, on the North Campus, that's a very good example where you can get a combination of private investment and public investment. And in that case, it was private contributions. It wasn't really, I suppose, an investment as such. It was an investment in the future of the MTU at the time, the Institute of Technology, and in Kerry. So I think there can be very creative ways designed to get investment to provide accommodation on site. And that's going to be one of my big objectives now while I'm chairperson of the Board of Governors. And I think it's quite possible. There's a new initiative in Kerry, you're probably aware of, that the Kerry Ambassador Programme. So hopefully through that programme we can reach out to potential investors around the world. Then there's that huge connection between MTU, which was formerly the Institute of Technology in Tralee, and the Middle East, for example, with countries, very rich countries like Saudi Arabia. So I think we can make that connection as well. So there are a number of possibilities, and Simon Harris, I suppose, gave us that challenge yesterday, that we can come up with some creative ways of providing student accommodation on site. And just let me say, Jerry, this is a huge opportunity for Kerry. It's the first time ever in our history that we had a university now in Kerry. And Tralee is now a university town. I've been asking the Chamber Alliance, which I hope they're going to do, to put up major signage there at the entrance to Tralee, at the Castle Island side, at the Listowel side, at the Dingle side. Tralee University Town. It's a great brand to have. If you travel all over the UK, if you travel all over Europe, or the USA, or even Australia, wherever, you always see University Town. So it is a great brand to have. It's a really a great advantage for Tralee and for Kerry. So if we want to make MTU Kerry an attractive place to come, one of the elements will be accommodation on site. You have to create a kind of culture, a student experience, a happy one for people to come to Kerry. We have a great external environment, which we have to sell more to students when they get them to come to Kerry, but also we need the accommodation on site as well, where parents will feel secure to have their children studying, where they can feel confident that they're safe and so on. And I suppose the prototype really is UL. I remember when I started back in, which was the NCP at the time, there was no accommodation on that site out in Plassey, and NIHE was there as well. Then NIHE and NCP, they both amalgamated, and now you have UL and you have accommodation on site, and it has made an immense difference to Limerick, for example.
Yeah, and that's what you'd see for Kerry. It's not about solving the problem, the acute problem at the moment this year, but for Cork as well, I'd imagine, having that accommodation, having it in place will lead to, I suppose, the facility to expand the number of students that are there, but also that in 3, 4, 5 years' time, you'll have world-class student facilities in terms of accommodation as an added attractor to people to pick MTU and MTU Kerry as a place to come and study.
Very much so, and look, historically, there was an old term, coming to Kerry for learning, and back even in penal times, back in the 18th century, there was that kind of term, coming to Kerry for learning. because Kerry was a place where people came to specifically for learning. So we can have that whole, I suppose, movement again. It is there. The Institute of Technology in Tralee, as you know, attracted people from all over the country, and before that, the regional college. So now the MTU can even attract more people, not only from within Kerry, but in Ireland, but also international students as well. And when you visit the college, when you visit the university now, you see the number of students there from all over the world. I met two students yesterday on my way in. They were from Malaysia, for example. And we have that great, strong Middle Eastern tradition. So we're in a very good position. I'm very optimistic about the future of MTU Kerry. And it's a huge opportunity for our county. And we should take real pride in the fact that we now have a university. MTU is the first university in the southwest region since 1840 was set up. So it's quite historical, the fact that there is now another university in the region, and we have that in Kerry.
Yeah, Jimmy, finally, you made a direct appeal to builders or anyone else interested in developing accommodation to make contact with you. Is that right?
Absolutely. We're going to have a special unit in place. It's part of the master plan for MTU, and that means accommodation in Cork as well as Kerry. And we'd be reaching out for proposals from builders, from potential investors, from people that want to even donate towards it. So we'll be reaching out and looking at all possibilities and opportunities and getting a creative way to provide this accommodation. And I'm very optimistic that, like the Sports Academy, that we'll have success here as well.
Okay, Jimmy, finally, I know you're at Kerry Airport this morning. You're heading up to the funeral of Brian Mullins, an opponent on the pitch, a friend in life, one of the greats of the game, one of the giants of the game. Sad news on his passing in recent days.
Very much. I was his captain down in Limerick when we started back in 1975. He was an easy man to motivate, a great man to have in your team. You'd feel a lot of confidence with Brian around. And then as an opponent afterwards, on the field, he was, a tough opponent, but off the field, he was a gentleman, and we had a very special relationship. I just met him just shortly before, actually, he was diagnosed with brain hemorrhage at that particular time. So it's a huge loss, 68 years of age, he's just too young to die, and there's a number of us going up to Dublin now this morning. We're waiting for a plane here.
Yeah.
So the boys are anxious to move.
Okay, Jimmy, listen, we'll say best of luck on that, and thanks very much for talking to us in the programme this morning. That's former minister and current chair of the MTU governing body, Jimmy Deanahan, speaking to us about the strategic plan, the plans for development, physical development at the college, development of on-site campus accommodation, and the law being changed to allow the college to borrow money to make that happen.